to. Okay. So I'd like to invite you to close your eyes and just release all the tension from your body. Allow yourself to settle into the most comfortable position that you can be in. Because this moment is about you. This moment is about creating a space for you to come into the core of your being. Because within the core of your being is a place of peace, harmony, balance. And this is our natural state of being. And as we relax more into the comfortable position we are sitting in, we give gratitude and thanks that we are coming together, creating a beautiful coherence with our Australian family. And there may be others joining in. So we want to welcome others that are coming to join our Australian family. Welcome them into our circle. Send them gratitude and love as we listen to the message from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. Indeed, I know who is watching, who is listening. There are those who would wonder about channeling. How removed is the entity you are channeling from the planet's difficulties? How removed from everyday life of everyday human? It's a good question. For there has been training for years and years that would say that if you're going to be a spiritual person and if you're going to ally yourself with that which you believe is spirit or God or the other side of the veil, you're talking to that energy, that creative source, which doesn't really have much to do with you. That's the training. That God is over there and you're over here. Well, the things on the other side of the veil where they're in a very special place that have nothing to do with the planet. Oh, if you knew. I'm giving four channels in these 2 days. I'm going to group them as four messages. You can call them what you wish, but there are so many who like to label things. I would like to call them current remarkable things. Four current remarkable things. But even before I begin, and I'm going to begin in a basic way for you for these 2 days, before I begin, I want to answer that question, the one I just posed, and that is, how aware on the other side of the veil are we with what you're going through? And then I'll say again, if you only knew. The four messages I will give over 2 days is going to talk about that. But let me just tell you this. You are so well known. I want you to remember something. Each of you has what is called a soul, and you know this. No matter what spiritual system you belong to, there's a soul. There's an idea that there is more to you than just the human body. And if you were defining a soul, there would be many definitions because it's not really something definable. Not definable in the dimensionality that you live in. You would have to have a multidimensional language, a perception, a knowing, in order to fully see what the soul was. If you could see what it was, it would take your breath away. It truly would. You are a magnificent being, and that includes an eternal soul. It sits upon that which is the three-dimensional body in a way that you're not even aware of. Some believe the soul is got to be somewhere else, and that you leave and you come to the planet and you exist and then you go back to the soul. Oh no. You ride in that soul. Part of that riding, the word that's even used, the vehicle, the Merkaba or Merkaba, is part of this experience, a multidimensionality that is beyond anything you can think about. Remarkable it is, and the reason I'm telling you is because for the first time, in this new energy, you are starting to use pieces and parts of it that you never did before. The first remarkable thing that you should know that is current for your time is that you're actually here, that you made it past the predictions of doom. These predictions, by the way, were given to you by the ancients of your land, the ancients of many lands in the northern hemisphere as well, who said that when they watch the stars, they see cycles. And the cycles correspond to human consciousness. And so many of them have made predictions based upon the cycles. The most well-known in the northern hemisphere are the Maya. But there are more than that that say the same thing. When you take a look at your Western scriptures, almost all of them told you about the cycle. And they pinpointed certain dates, an average always, centered around the year 2000. And they said you probably would not make it. What we have told you before and what you don't know is there have been other civilizations before you on this planet who also had their cycles. The cycles always based upon the stars. And they didn't make it. Or they almost didn't make it and then generated another civilization. Crying, you talk in puzzles. I'm telling you this, dear ones. You think that you are the only civilization that you started 5,000 years ago. That's not accurate. Put a few zeros on it and come to that which is 50,000, 40,000. That's how long humanity has been here, going through cycles that you don't even know about. The end of the current one, predicted in the year 2000, said you wouldn't be here. Go find your scriptures and you'll see. The chapters that talk about the end times, they give metaphors of the end, where the eagle and the bear would come together and nothing would be left. They speak of world wars. They speak of you not existing. And you're here. The first remarkable thing that is so current is that you made it. And if you don't think that's remarkable, go study the scriptures. And you will find that there really was no predictions past the year 2000 of what you were going to do because you were not expected to be here. Go read even those predictions of Nostradamus and some others, and you will find that not much is happening to you in those scriptures and quatrains past 2012. Remarkably, something took place. Remarkably, it took place in that space of time, which was called the precession of the equinoxes. It's a 36-year window, note divisible by 12, that is a special window of time and allowance and consciousness that even the ancients predicted. And in that time frame, this planet started to shift and change. This is when the Soviet Union ceased to exist. It's when the Berlin Wall fell down almost overnight by itself. I arrived in 1989, the same time all of this was happening, because the marker was set. You were going to stay. There would be no Third World War. There would be no Armageddon, as you were told. And you would start another kind of existence, and we labeled it. A few years ago, we told you past 2012, if you should make it, you would have the new normal. That particular phrase has now been picked up even by your media. The new normal is here. And that new normal is what I'm going to talk about in the remarkable things. And yes, I will talk about COVID, dear ones, a little later. But right now, the most remarkable thing is this, is that humanity went through this cycle. And it wasn't really predicted you would. Some of you know of what I speak. There are those who still say you're going to terminate because you didn't at the right time, the time allotted for it. They say, well, it's just later. It's coming. You wait and see. So those who will predict your demise are expecting it. What do you think that does to a psyche, a human body, a consciousness, when they don't think they're going to make it, or they don't think their families are going to make it? You know who they are. You've seen them. I want to tell you something that is absolutely stellar and remarkable. Your magnificence is starting to show. The things that the ancients have talked about and the gurus and the lamas are absolutely correct. That consciousness and love and compassion are going to start showing. And that these will be part of the new normal in ways you have never seen before. And they're going to shock you because they're going to happen in areas of your own civilization that you don't expect them to. I've given many channels about what to expect in the new normal. Over and over, I've told you that people will start acting differently. Because the expectations are starting to rise. The expectations. Expecting what? Expecting government will start working in a sensible way. That's not something that any civilization expects, dear ones. You're not alone in that. Everyone expects that government will have some form of dysfunction, of corruption, of greed. What if that starts to change? What if clearer heads prevail? And what you start seeing is benevolence and caring and laws starting to be passed for those that are different than before because they're starting to care more or see things clearer than they did before. The first place you may see it is how candidates actually will campaign. We have told you this before. In your country, in my partner's country, there will be those who will campaign on love. And I will tell you, they will not criticize their opponent. They will congratulate their opponent. They will build up their component and they'll say, but I have a different idea. Listen, this is where we differ. And you will say, that's not going to work. Because you'll say, that's not the way politics works. Kryon, you have to understand who we are here on the planet. I'll tell you, I understand who you are. And when you see it the first time, I will tell you, those candidates probably won't win. But they're starting to garner something you didn't expect. Support for the attitude. An expectation that the good guys are out there. And they might actually have good ideas. More than that, they'll campaign on benevolence and magnificence. Instead of just the other way around. I've just given you worst case scenario politics so that you will understand a new normal could be this way. I have more to talk about on that one in the next three. The things you don't expect that might actually start to come to fruition. Corporations who care. Government that actually starts to care. Because it starts to have those infiltrating in important places that are part of the new normal, that have a higher consciousness, that some of the young people are starting to demand. And as you start to see this, there will be an overwhelming idea, you want more. Instead of, isn't that interesting, that'll never work, you're going to go, oh my, what if, what if? And that is what's going to start to come about. Crying, how soon? How long will it take? That's up to you. But right now, we are congratulating you for surviving. That prediction of a world war, that prediction of an Armageddon, none of that took place, dear ones, and it won't. Well, how does that all fit in with the COVID? I'll get there. In the second channel of the day, the end one, we'll talk about what happens there and what it meant. But I still want to say to you right now that this is the beginning of a cycle that the indigenous have expected. This is not a surprise. Many of the indigenous will say this is the beginning of the big cycle, the end of a 26,000-year cycle and the beginning of another one. And these cycles, the big ones, carry the most impact on, are you ready? Consciousness. It also impacts weather. You're seeing that, dear Australian. It impacts all manner of things around you, this cycle. All of these things are fearful to those who do not understand. Perhaps it's time. I want you to think about something. If the indigenous knew they were coming, if the indigenous predicted them, what's to fear? Because the indigenous are saying that this is potentially the highest consciousness that humanity has ever seen around the corner. Coming at you in ways you don't expect, starting to clean up the dirt. The establishment of the nodes and the knolls on the planet that will be discussed tomorrow are part of it. There is definitely intervention from the other side of the veil to push you forward now that you've given intent for this kind of new consciousness. That's remarkable, and that's current, and that's happening now. I want this channel to give you hope for your land, for other lands, for this planet. It is not going in this direction you think just because this has never happened before in this way, or you're feeling odd or different, or especially those of you who perhaps are spiritual based and starting to feel a multidimensional pull. You're starting to see it. Things are going to change, aren't they? Indeed they are. Remarkable. That's the first remarkable thing. That you made it, and that you're starting to see some things that we told you about. I arrived in 1989 for this reason, to start to show you and tell you, you don't know what you don't know, dear ones. There are things coming that are not negative, that will shock and surprise you because they make sense, because they're not dysfunctional, because perhaps you can see the benevolence and the love of the Creator in places you never thought you'd see it. These are better times than you think. Hard for you to believe as you sit there now. Light is coming. Color is coming. I'll be back. And so it is.